This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I am Rick, your host. We just heard Stay by the Waifs. And joining us live in the studio right now is our friend Agnes from the Village Tea Room in New Paltz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. So are you excited for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week?
Yes, we are.
It starts on Monday. We were just discussing weather just moments ago, and the fact that folks haven't had to shovel, hurt their backs, and haven't had to have snow removal, which you mentioned, and pay for the cost of it at some times, like having your driveway plowed. You know, even if you have a truck moving the snow, it's never free. Or sometimes you may know people or own your own plow, but for the most part, you're spending money on getting it done. So Agnes just commented that, well, that gives folks a little bit extra money to go out and eat. That's what we all love to do. That's something that every human being on this planet has in common, is the fact that we all eat, and sometimes together. So what goes on at the Village Tea Room, Agnes?
Well, we're participating in Restaurant Week, which is in its 10th year. So this is a really a great milestone for us. 10 years of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. There's 230 restaurants participating, which is the most ever. And that's really great. And because the weather is so amazing, it's really going to feel pretty spring-like for the Spring Restaurant Week.
And that's pretty exciting. So now, upcoming at the Village Tea Room in New Paltz for Wednesday, for Monday, do you serve lunch?
Yeah, we're participating for lunch and dinner. Lunch is $20.95 and dinner is $29.95. They're both three-course menus. And we love to do the lunch. It's a great deal, as well as the dinner. We offer our turkey pot pie, which is one of our most popular menus items from the lunch menu, as well as our potato Toussaint tart, which is made with Toussaint cheese from Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie. And it's layered in a tart shell with potatoes that have been cooked in cream with garlic and herbs, and then some sautéed onions, and it's baked with a custard that's made from that cream. And it's served in a tart shell, and it's really kind of like an après-ski type of thing from France that we reinterpreted for a Hudson Valley version.
Huh. Now, where do you get all your cuisine and creative ideas from?
Well, like that came from France, and I did spend some time there, and I used to go skiing in Val d'Isère. But that recipe was actually created in the 1980s. And when I first came across it, I thought this was one of those ancient, wonderful French dishes that have been around, you know, for 100 years, but it was created by the Robuchon cheesemakers to promote cheese. But it's still a fantastic recipe. In fact, it's called tartiflette in France, but it doesn't sell so well when we call it that on the menu. So we call it a potato Toussaint cheese tart. And we also have things that are inspired by Indian cooking. We serve dal pureed into a dip with breadsticks made with Italian olive oil. We have lamb meat pies from Ireland. We have brisket. We've even done the brisket recipe from the Catch 22 cookbook.
Really?
And so we find our inspiration everywhere. Wherever there's good food and it's delicious and it's approachable and it's comforting, that's where we go.
So we talked about lunch. Now, for $29.95, there are prefix dinners that you're going to be serving. What do you have on the menu for that?
Well, we have a great spring salmon dish. It's a pan-seared salmon, and we serve it with red cabbage that's been braised in the juice of rhubarb. And, of course, rhubarb is a harbinger of spring, and it's an amazing color. And on the plate, it looks beautiful, and it has a tartness and tanginess to it, and it kind of mellows out the red cabbage. And that's also served with a rhubarb relish and arugula salad. And then it's topped with some Hudson Valley, Hawthorne Valley yogurt. Mm. So that's one of our dishes. And then we also have a brisket that's been braised in mother's milk, the oatmeal stout from Keegan Ale. And that's served with mashed potatoes and roasted root vegetables. And then for vegetarians, we have a polenta bowl. It's a big bowl of creamy polenta. It's Wild Hives organic polenta, which is freshly milled here in the Hudson Valley. And freshly milled polenta is a real treat. And we cook it long and slow in Ronnybrook milk. And then we top it with wild mushrooms that have been cooked with garlic and shallots.
Oh, wow. Now, everything you just mentioned sounds delicious to me. Last time you came to visit us a couple of years back in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, you actually brought a dish with you, and it was a butternut squash with bechamel sauce on it and a delicious portion of Brussels sprouts with an acid vinaigrette, which cured it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to talk about it 2 years later, that's how special the food is at the Village Tea Room. It's delicious and memorable. So go have a memorable lunch or dinner. And during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, both lunch and dinner are prefixed $20.99 for the lunch, $29.99 for the dinner. And you can choose, well, from a whole bunch of different items, which is great. And will the full menu be available as well?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So,
and
if you
know,
want to deviate from what's available during the specials, you can.
Yes, and so if some of your friends want to have the Restaurant Week menu, they can. And if you just want to have an entree from a regular dinner menu, you can too. And I did want to mention our dessert special for Restaurant Week.
Please,
because
yeah,
it coincides with St. Patrick's Day. And so being Irish, we always celebrate that. And we make a chocolate Guinness cake. And it's sort of like a Bundt cake. And then we make a ganache out of Guinness to glaze over it. And then we serve it with a Guinness creme anglaise.
Huh.
And chocolate and stout are amazing together.
I can only imagine the delectable combination. And it sounds incredible. And, you know, it's one thing to visually imagine what the food will taste like. But the best thing you can do is to visit during Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Now, the Village Tea Room Restaurant and Bake Shop is at 10 Platicul Avenue in New Paltz. What's the best way, I guess, to find out more online?
Yes, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com, or you can also find it through the Valley Tables, beautiful new website, valleytable.com. And you'll see a link there to our menu right next to our listing, and a lot of the restaurants have their menus on there, and you can browse and check out and see where you want to go.
Which is a smart thing because, again, visually, you know, it leads to mouthwatering. Some way or another, you read it, you go, I gotta go. And that's a great thing to have the menu up there. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Agnes, thank you so much for being here and being part of the Up and Running Morning Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We look forward to dining and enjoying the splendor of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, all the great farms that you mentioned and their produce and cheeses and everything else that goes into the delicious menu that you'll be serving up for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and of course your regular menu. Go to the Village Tea Room Restaurant and Bake Shop. Can we get cakes there?
Oh yes, we can get our honeybee cake, our salted caramel chocolate buttermilk cake, scones, muffins, pies.
Huh. Okay. Birthdays coming up, things to celebrate, like graduations. Cake must be served. Thank you, Agnes. Have a great day. All the best.
Thank you.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I am Rick. Once again, our guest, Agnes Devereaux of the Village Tea Room in New Paltz at 10 Platicul Avenue, villagetearoom.com for more information. And again, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week beginning this Monday, and a beautiful 55-degree spring day coming up to start Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and it wraps up. It's the longest week of the, well, this season. For 2 weeks, 14 days this week is HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Get more info. We'll be right back with more musical diversity right after a few very important messages.